Buddy old man, old pal, old guy.
Buddy old pal, old guy of mine. Yes, he is a fan again. He is a little dirty, but oh, look, Bob is slurking.
She's slurking.
She. Well, there's Mina? No reason for that. There's Bob. No reason.
There's no reason.
There's no reason for them.
You said reason, and I called her Mino. I'm Bailey.
That's Lizzie.
I'm Lizzie.
Yep.
I'm we still have recovering all, from the last episode.
Yeah, we have all the gang here today. Ash is whining because she wants attention.
No.
Finn's doing great, and Bob's hissing because she wants
nothing to do with Finn.
Yeah, wants nothing to do with Finn.
And Finn again's like, I found a friend. And
Bob's not feeling friendly
Bob
right now.
Bob is like lurking around the corner going, you're not welcome here. What are you doing in my house?
That's such a mean voice for my sweet cat.
You're not allowed in my house. What the fuck are you doing here? Get out of here, motherfucker.
Is that better for you?
Yeah, sure. All right.
Or do you want a happy meal medium?
Happy meal? I'm going to start this before we get too off topic.
Jesus Christ, not again.
So we started recording this episode one time. And I had, you know, like Oreo wrapper, like the container has that flimsy paper thingy. It flickered in the middle of it, and there's no wind or air blowing through my house right now. It was my ghost,
Maddie. I hope
there's
no wind going through the house right now. That'd be a concern.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I was like, yeah. But it was Maddie telling us we needed to stop talking about other ghosts and talk about her. But hopefully she won't do it today, or if she does, she'll do it in other ways. But we want to talk about the awesome Haw-Haw River Monster. There's a lot of sea monsters and lake monsters in the world. Everyone likes Nessie at Loch Ness, but there's some here at home, not just the U.S., but even here in our weird state of Georgia. So meet the Altima Haw-Haw, or for short, Alti. Alti is a large river monster said to inhabit the Altima Haw River in southeastern Georgia near the coast. In southeast near coastal Georgia. It likes to inhabit coastal marshes, swamp-like lands, and the twisting channels that lie in the river. It's most often seen around the city of Darien and Butler Island. It's said to be one of the most often sighted monsters in North America.
Hmm.
And if that's true, that's crazy because, like, Bigfoot and, like, Mothman, like, the more well-known ones.
Right.
But still, this legend predates colonization and is said to have originated from the lower Muskogee Creek tribe. The Altima River, which is a place I could never spell correct the first time, it's one of the largest rivers in the state and the second largest river basin in the country, number one being Mississippi. It is over 137 miles long, and it joins three rivers. Okmulgee, I think. Oconee. Are you laughing how I said it? Okmulgee?
I don't know, something triggered it.
It's O-C-M-U-L-G-E. Like, I know if I heard it pronounced, I could get it, but looking at it and trying to pronounce it is one thing.
Yeah.
But that river, Oconee, and later Ohoopee. I love our river names. They're so kooky. Ohoopee.
Ohoopee.
What are you looking at?
I smell like burnt smoke.
I smell like smoke, too. It's okay.
Okay. I was like...
I've been near the fire all night.
Yeah, but it just randomly showed up. That's why I'm like...
Oh.
Anyways. What's lit right now?
Nothing, really. So, it's located primarily in McIntosh and Glynn counties, along the Atlantic coast. In spite of what you think, it is not composed of beaches, but rather is made up of many islands, acres of marshes, dikes, canals, ponds, and old rice fields. And I... No. I'm not. Say not dikes like the gay community.
No.
But dikes like... islands shit. Alti is said to have a sturgeon-like body, including the bony ridge at the top like the fish do, and has front flippers, but no back ones.
Hmm.
Now, my thought is, what if it's just a skinny manatee? What does a skinny manatee even look like?
Because
they're all, like, blubbery. Bob's lurking. Ooh, look at that paw!
Oh!
Ooh, stretch! She's stretching. She looks like she has, like, boots with a fur on.
She hit the floor.
Hitting the floor.
Next thing you know,
Bob got low.
Charlie got low. No.
Okay, so
she got the Reeboks with the flash. And the whole club was just looking at her. So is Finnegan.
Bob. That was on Bob.
Yeah, that was on you, Bob.
It's okay, Finnegan.
She probably forgot Finnegan.
Yeah. It's okay, buddy. You can stay right here.
So it swims like a dolphin.
You're all right. You're not at fault.
You're good, bud. Ash, Bob is being me.
Yeah, Bob, you're being a bully. Bob, you're being a bully.
I don't care. I do what I want.
I know you do what you want, but you're being a bully to my son.
So it swims like a dolphin, but has a mouth like a crocodile, but also large protruding eyes and sharp teeth. It is said to be green or gray with a yellowish-whitish underbelly. Some reports say that it's 20 to 30 feet long, but other reports say it's been much smaller, but some believe it's just not alone. The Muskogee Creek tribe told stories of the giant snake-like creature that hissed and bellowed. The exact nature of the Altamaha Haw-Haw is unknown. Some say it is nothing but floating logs, masses of vegetation, or no marine creatures. Others, however, tell of a 30-foot-long animal with flippers like a seal. One of the first non-native reports was on April 18, 1830, coming from a correspondent of the Savannah, Georgian newspaper. Let me stop the sentence over. A correspondent of the Savannah, Georgian newspaper reported multiple sightings coming from the Georgia coast. Captain Delano of the schooner Eagle reported seeing a large creature near the mouth of the river near St. Simon's Island. The description was that of about 70 feet long, round like the size of a barrel, with a head resembling an alligator. Five men on the schooner, as well as several planters on the island, also reported the same thing. Other sightings include, in the 1920s, timbermen on the river reported seeing a large snake-like water monster. In 1935, hunters spotted what they called a giant snake in the water. 1940s, Boy Scouts reported seeing the creature. Then, two officials from Reeseville State Prison from the 1950s.
Damn.
Doesn't stop there.
Oh, shit.
In 1969, two brothers were fishing on the river at Clark's Bluff. They reported... What'd you say? Clark's Bluff.
Sorry.
I don't think it makes that sound.
They reported... What if it does?
That'd be terrifying.
I know. Wait, can I derail for 2 seconds? So, I made that noise one time, because you remember when... You're having really bad, wind and stuff like that. It's almost, borderline tornado wind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my dumb ass is like, well, I'm off today, and I need to get groceries, right? So I went to get groceries, and I went into Food Lion to, grab some things for, a dessert that I was making for, a work party. And I needed lemons. Let me paint you a picture. Sicily. No, I'm joking. So I met the lemons. And right behind me is the banana pit.
Banana pits? Oh, the pit, the stand.
Yeah, the banana stand.
The banana pit is, this giant hole of bananas.
Yeah.
Well, I also thought you meant, like how apple pit.
It's just the banana stand area. But, so I'm standing there minding my business. I go to grab the lemon, and the power goes out. It was a flash.
Yeah.
But it
flickered.
All my life, I had a fear of my, ever just simultaneously going blind, because, I have really bad eyesight. So this has been one of my low-key fears. And it went dark, and I got scared. And I don't know why, but monkey brain kicked in.
Where's this going?
So as soon as it got dark, I went, ooh, and the lights turned back on.
All of a sudden, you find yourself on the bananas.
It gets worse.
Oh no.
Guess I look around oh god, I hope no one heard me. And there's this poor bastard who has a handful of bunch of bananas, and he's looking at me terrified. Because I can only imagine in his perspective. Imagine, you're minding your business at the produce section.
There's a lady in front of you getting lemons.
Yeah.
Ignoring her,
yeah. And you just randomly grab the bananas, and the power goes out. And all you hear in the dark is, you think you're probably about to get molested by a fucking ape.
It's when you go to Rainforest Cafe.
Just imagine, you sit there, you grab bananas, you hear that in the dark.
Ash just scared me.
So it's now you know the true meaning of fear from that dude felt. And I just looked around wow, what could have that been?
You grabbed the banana monkey bananas.
I know, it's I feel like that poor man had the same feeling of whenever you play Skyrim
and he grabbed Miranda's beacon, and it goes, a new hand touches the beacon, except it's,
no. This is, now you got me off topic. So, you know monkey bread?
Yeah.
My grandma used to make some, and my sister was, like, 4 at the time. She didn't know, like, what it was, so she just kept eyeballing this plate of monkey bread. My grandma's like, what are you doing, Savannah? And my Savannah goes, waiting for the monkeys.
Oh, no.
So now she, like, loves monkey bread because she just, like, she's always loved it. So, like, she has, she got a plate full the other day, like, a chunk.
Nice. But, see, this is when I would start traumatizing the kid and be like, so, you're not waiting for the monkeys. The monkeys are already there. What do you mean? They're inside the bread. And Savannah, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry.
I don't think Savannah would ever listen to this.
Oh, well, if you ever do, hi. I'm sorry in advance.
My grandmother would never do that, but my mom would get a good laugh out of it.
Yeah, but it'd be funny, though.
It would. All right, back on topic.
Yeah. So, enough about monkeys going, ooh, ooh, ooh. Anyways.
Okay. In 1969, two brothers were fishing on the river at Clark's Bluff. They reported seeing an animal that they first thought was a sturgeon, but quickly changed their mind when they got a better look, stating that it measured about 10 to 12 feet long, with a snout like an alligator and a horizontal tail. They also described the creature as having a triangular ridge along the top of its body, sharp-pointed teeth, and being gunmetal gray in color. In 1980, two men reported seeing Altie stranded on a mud creek near Cathead Creek. They reported that the animal was lying halfway in the water, thrashing and trying to free itself from the bank, and described it as being a dark color with rough skin about 20 feet long. While watching, the creature freed itself, submerged, and disappeared. In December 1981, another man reported having seen what he thought was the creature in Smith Lake. The description was that the animal was 15 to 20 feet long, snake-like with two brown humps that protruded from the water and left behind a wake like that of a speedboat. Another report in the 1980s.
That's just me in the hot tub.
A wake like a speedboat.
Yeah.
Whirlpool. Another report in the 1980s, described by a crab fisherman, said the creature looked like the world's biggest eel. When newspapers across the country ran some stories about the sighting, other witnesses began to come forward. Harvey Blackman of Brunswick, for example, said he had seen the creature in the 1970s, saying it had a snake-like head and was 15 to 20 feet long, and that he had seen it at a point called Two Way on the Altamaha River. Another witness, Frank Culpepper, saw its wake in the same area. He said it left behind a billow of water so big that it caused boats to bump about. One of the men with him ran for a rifle, but it was gone before he could get off a shot. Typical monster activity right there, never staying around for someone to shoot at it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, can't blame it.
Yeah.
In 2002, Taylor Brown and his father saw an eel-like animal with smooth skin near Wolf Island. Also 2002, a man pulling a boat up the river near Brunswick who reported seeing something over 20 feet in length and 6 feet wide broke into the water. And in 2010, an amateur photographer captured a video of something strange swimming in the channel off of Fort King George Historic Site in Darien. The real kicker is even more recent, a carcass. Supposedly, the legendary Altamaha was found near Waycross, Georgia, March 19, 2018. March 19, 2018, First Coast News published an article about the possible finding of our creature, but of it being a hoax is such a weird word to pronounce.
Hoax?
Yeah, but it looks like hoax. So I always read it as hoax.
See, when you say hoax, my brain thought you said ho, and I was like,
At least between a ho and an axe. Hoax. What
the fuck is that? You said ho and axe, and I said, that makes a really weird, scary movie.
Yeah. That would be the X movies.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Jeff Warren of Waycross said he had spotted the carcass while he was out with his son near Wolf Island. So far, it seems fair. We've heard there's been spottings out there. At first, he thought it was a decomposing eel, valid and also heard before. People are saying it's Altie, or it's just a straight-up fake. Here's why. One, there were places where there were footprints that were wiped away. The tail is upright and stiff. If it were dead, it would be limp and mushy. The organs next to it are said to be those of a fish, and there was no close-ups of the creature, and it wasn't taken to a lab. Womp womp.
Interesting.
Plus, we know it's a fake when the artist who made it, Zardulu, came forward and admitted to it.
Ah.
It's really just a papier-mâché shark with extra elements added to it. There goes anyone's hope.
Well.
Regardless, what do you think?
I want to personally fist fight the artist, not gonna lie.
Zardulu? Yeah.
Like, first of all, how dare you? Mm-hmm. Second of all, how dare you? Third of all, what the fuck, bro?
That's such a random and specific thing to do. Like, look at a papier-mâché shark and be like, mm.
I'm gonna make this folklore creature
real
and trick people. Like, that's so stupid.
Yeah. So, also, like, so my thing was, like, well, how deep does the river get? Because if it's shallow, then a monster can't hide that well in it.
Mm-mm.
I couldn't find anything. Hmm. It's kind of fun to hope, though, that Georgia has a sea monster. And we're very much a marshland state.
Yeah.
So it would make sense. But you know who would figure this out? Jeremy Wade of River Monsters.
Yeah.
Get him onto something. He'll show us something or be like, you know what? I'm not saying he's here, but I very much can see it be.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you some pictures of Alti.
Really?
These will be posted on the Instagram and Facebook. And there's one that I just really like because he looks very kind. If I can find it.
I said kind, by the way. It sounded like
kind.
I said...
Look at this guy.
Aw, it's just a little guy.
He just looks so... He looks like he's like, where do you want me to put my shoes?
I know. He looks like a friendly little lad. Looks
very kind. And then this is the carcass they found. Where'd it go?
It's like Cotton Eye Joe. Where'd you come from?
There it is. I can see the shark, though. Like, right there.
Yeah.
And probably, like, right there.
Yeah. Where you at, buddy boy? Yeah, you
but next that to me. Is the story of the Ultima Ha Ha. Sorry. The Ultima laughter. Ulti. It just came out of nowhere.
It just did like a squeaky toy.
Ultima. Ultima. Sarah. You're losing it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
I want to believe we have a river, like a deep sea river monster, and I mean it doesn't seem like it's attacking nobody.
Apparently, Maddie,
agrees. Do you believe there's a river monster? RK2's flashing.
Oh,
can you flash it to yellow if you think that's cool? I don't think she thinks it's cool.
No.
Maddie's kind of in between on things. She said she didn't believe in ghosts when she was alive. So
yeah.
It's probably a different world for her, but I want to believe it because it's fun. And, like, every other place got Bigfoot and shit. Like, let us have a sea monster. A river monster. I want to believe Alti's real, and until proven otherwise, I'm going to say he is.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's been seen more than Bigfoot, something's out there. Maybe it's just a really big manatee, or maybe we have a river monster.
Yeah.
I don't know. But thank you so much for listening. That has been this episode. Like us where you like us. Review us where you can review us. And listen where you can listen to us. That was a great way of doing that.
And never mind. I was going to say taste, and I was like, nope, don't taste
don't
us.
Don't taste us, please.
No.
It would taste like Baja Blast and pizza.
Yeah.
But leave us a good review or a bad review, whatever you think. We'll tell us your thoughts and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at No More Podcast, where we will post photos of Nessie and of other episode-related things and, you know, keep you updated there. But also, more importantly, just thank you so much for listening. My name's Bailey.
I'm Lizzie. Almost forgot my name for a second
I'm Bailey. Yeah, that's me. Last time I checked. And don't forget to tip your tour guides. Or, you know,
they might make a papier-mâché of Alti.
Yeah. And put some fish guts beside it. And you might mistake it for a sea monster. And you might think you're about to be famous. But then someone debunks it and you look like an idiot.
Yeah, so don't do that. Just tip your tour guides.
Yeah. It'll help your day out.
Yeah.
And it'll help them out too. Bye.
Bye.